I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. I'd like to talk with you today about what I mean when I use this term evolutionary activist or evolutionary activism. And to start us off, I would just like to have you notice when I say the word activism, what sorts of things come to your mind? Chances are you think of maybe joining in with a protest or heading up a letter writing campaign to Congress, or perhaps organizing around some environmental issue. All of those things we think of when we think of the word activism. And then I would also like you to just notice what comes to your mind, what associations do you have when you hear the word activist? Chances are you think of someone who maybe is a little strident, maybe a little harsh, maybe a little ideological, someone who has great courage, perhaps, or someone who is unafraid to confront the powers that be. And maybe you hear that word activist and you think, well, that's not me. I'm not strident, or I'm not going to go chain myself to some fence of the School of the Americas or something. But today I would like us, for purposes of our exploration, I would like us to set aside those associations that we have with the word activism and activist, because those really are not what I'm talking about when I talk about evolutionary activist and evolutionary activism. I'm talking about something that is much broader than that. When we think of traditional activism, what we usually think of are attempts that people are making to change policies or systems that they perceive to be unjust. Those policies and systems, however, arise out of a particular mindset, a particular consciousness. And so traditional activism is trying to change the manifestations of something, the manifestations of a particular consciousness or mindset or worldview. When I talk about evolutionary activism, I'm talking about something that moves beneath the manifestations to the worldview itself, to the consciousness itself that is giving rise to these policies and systems. So as an evolutionary activist, we are people who are interested in shifting the consciousness, shifting the ground from which these policies and systems and structures arise. Now, as I mentioned last week, for eons, we have been guided by a consciousness of separateness, which I often call the ego mind. And this consciousness of separateness has given rise to policies and structures and systems that express this idea of separateness. So as evolutionary activists, we are going beneath the manifestations and we are addressing the consciousness itself. And we are asking ourselves, how can we be active? How can we be active in this world in a way that demonstrates a different consciousness and helps that different consciousness take hold in the minds of those around us? The word activism, of course, comes from the word to act. And so anything that we do that comes out of this understanding that there is only one life and we are all expressions of it, any action that we take out of that understanding is evolutionary activism. So, of course, it may combine with political activism. We may write a letter to our senator with whom we disagree, But we are not writing that letter as though this person is somehow our enemy or our adversary. We are writing to this person as someone who is an expression of the same life that we ourselves are expressing. Now, what is interesting about doing this evolutionary activism is that it changes not only the perceptions of people around us, but it reinforces in our own minds the understanding of that oneness. When we are doing actions that transcend the perceived barriers or the societal or cultural barriers, when we do actions that transcend those barriers, then we are reinforcing in our own minds the truth of our oneness with this person. Evolutionary activism can take many, many, many forms. It may be with a letter writing campaign, but it may also be paying attention to what we share, for example, on social media. Are we sharing things that reinforce this idea that we are separate and enemies? Or are we sharing things that arise out of this understanding that there is only one life? When we share things like that, we are engaging in evolutionary activism. When we stand in solidarity with people who may be targeted, we are engaging in evolutionary activism. Let me give you one example. Many, many years ago, when I was still a pastor, one of the people who attended my church came to me and confided in me that he was experiencing some harassment and vandalism at his house because he was flying a rainbow flag outside of his house. And I was greatly troubled by what he was enduring, what he was experiencing. And I happened to live in the same neighborhood. And at that time, my husband and I were renting. We had not been in Philadelphia too long. We were renting an apartment, and so I went to our landlord to ask if we could also fly a rainbow flag outside of our apartment because I wanted to express visibly my solidarity with this person who was becoming a target. Well, our landlords took the idea to the neighborhood association, and pretty soon all the neighbors, at least every other house in the neighborhood was flying a rainbow flag. And before long, the harassment stopped. And we happened to live in a neighborhood where there was a university, and the people who were doing the vandalism and the harassment were students. And so the university administration got on board and started addressing the issue of homophobia on campus. So all of these things can be moments when we can express and give voice and visibility to a different reality, that we are not divided. And if one group is coming under attack, and it doesn't happen to be our, quote, group, we can still go and stand with them. We can be in solidarity with them as a demonstration that there isn't any separateness. And when we do that, we challenge in the mind of the people who are holding those prejudices, we are challenging their concept of separateness and division. Not in a hostile way, not in a strident way, but in a very quiet and, I would say, even compassionate way. We're simply saying no to this idea that there is this separateness between us. So that's what I mean by evolutionary activism. When we are in the world, in any encounter, and it can be just the slightest little encounter, it can be riding on the bus and greeting the person next to you, whom you might not normally greet. Even these small, small interchanges are moments. They're like micro moments of evolutionary activism. And these micro moments and even the bigger moments of evolutionary activism are helping shift the environment that we are in, and they are helping shift our own minds. They are helping dissolve the remnants in our own consciousness of the illusion of separateness. The more that we enact the reality of oneness, the more we ourselves begin to disbelieve the idea of separateness. So these are some of the things that I think of when I am talking about evolutionary activism. Anything that we do that comes out of this understanding that we are all interconnected, there is only one life, that the idea of enemy and division is simply an illusion in our minds. All of this is evolutionary activism. And when we engage in that, we are helping shift the consciousness out of which our systems and our structures and our institutions and our policies arise. So I hope this has been helpful to you in opening up your own understanding of what it means to be this kind of an activist and what it means to be engaged in this kind of activism. And next week, I will talk with you about what I see as the qualities or the attributes of someone who is an evolutionary activist. And so until then, I just encourage you to notice these moments, these micro moments, these little interchanges where you can be an evolutionary activist and you can begin to shift the consciousness that you hold and the consciousness that is within those around you. And if you haven't done so yet, I encourage you to download the free ebook that is available on this podcast webpage called Awakening to Love in a Time of Fear, 5 Essential Practices. So, until next week, peace.